the prophets, the merciful and wise prophets that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to the people. We know for a fact, every time he left the city for a trip, for a battle, for whatever reason, whenever he left the people in Medina, he assigned and appointed someone to take care of affairs, and basically be the leader while he's not there. So this is the prophet, that when he wants to leave this world, he's not going to appoint someone. Does that really make sense to you? Said no. So he must have appointed someone. The same analogy doesn't apply to the 12th Imam. Alhamdulillah, he hasn't left this world, but at the very least, it's very similar to the Prophet leaving the city, isn't it? Why aren't we asking the same question here? In Kufa, the people who listened to their leaders to go ahead and follow the Imam, they were following Imam al-Hussein, but through a proxy. There's another person that's closer to them. They follow that individual, and that's who leads them towards the Imam. And the people that were led away from the Imam, it's that intermediary leader that is one that drives them away. In the story of Imam al-Hussein in Kufa, what divided up the people was the wrong imams. Amongst the people who pledged allegiance to Muslim ibn Affan, these are people that supposedly believe in that. They believe that it's the Imam that is going to be the just ruler. But amongst them, some are found that actually end up dividing. It's not only that individual saying, okay, I don't want to be with this cause. They lead a whole group of people away from Imam.
سلیمان کجا؟
می روم یعقوب وار در انتظار یوسف من بنشینم همین
باید پسر امویم حسین رو خبر کنم که کوفیان همون شفه و دمیان دوران امویم علی هند باید اون از نزدیک شدن به کوفه باستانم
God forbid if we have the wrong leaders during the time of the occultation, there's a good chance we may fall into the hands of the wrong leaders, and when the Imam of the time comes, we will be the ones that follow those leaders against the Imam.
سید ما، ای مولای ما. ما اون چه باید بکنیم انجام میدیم، اون چه باید گفت هم گفتیم و خواهیم گفت. من جان ناقابلی دارم، جسم ناقصی دارم، اندک آبرویی هم دارم که این رو هم خود شما به ما دادید. همه اینها رو من کف دست گرفتم در راه این انقلاب و در راه اسلام فدا خواهم کرد. سید ما، مولای ما، دعا کن برای ما. صاحب ما توی، صاحب این کشور توی، صاحب این انقلاب توی، پشتیبان ما شما هستید. ما این راه رو ادامه خواهیم داد، با قدرت هم ادامه خواهیم داد. این راه ما رو با دعای خود، با حمایت خود، با توجه خود، همه اینها رو من کف دست گرفتم در راه این انقلاب و در راه اسلام فدا خواهم کرد.
عرض کنم عزیزان من، این محبت دو طرف است. من هم به عنوان پدر پیر شما دلم سرشار از محبت شما جوان هاست.